Thar she blows! Thar she blows! A hump like a snow hill! It is Moby Dick! The men on deck rush to the rigging to behold the famous whale they've been so long pursuing. I breach your last to the sun, Moby Dick! Thy hour and thy harpoon are at hand!
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, Grandpa.
What are you reading? Moby Dick, great story. Say, this is a beautiful book. I haven't seen a ray spine like this in years.
Quite a collection. Wuthering Heights, The Odyssey, all the great classics.
Hey, Grandpa. Does Captain Ahab get the great whale?
If Moby Dick doesn't get him first.
Call for your collector's library and discover the pride of owning the world's greatest books. There's no risk. Call now and we'll start you with your copy of Moby Dick.
Thank you.
Hello, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and this episode was inspired by another podcast episode I recorded recently. For that podcast, I gathered together a panel of other podcasters, all former guests of Rock and or Roll. They included Craig Smith from Pods and Sods, Wally Norton from the CGCM podcast, Stephen Michael from Growing Up Rock, and Ian Wadley from Rock and Metal Combat. And we all got together for a roundtable discussion of Warrant's second album, Cherry Pie. But the only way that you can hear that episode is if you have contributed at least $10 to the GoFundMe account for the second Nashville Rock and Pod Expo, which is only 4 months away. It's happening August 25th at the Nashville Palace. And we still need to raise more funds in order to help get all of the podcasters to Nashville. So the new idea to raise money for the Rockin' Pod is the Audio VIP. If you contribute at least $10 to the GoFundMe for the Rockin' Pod 2018, you will have access to exclusive podcasts before and after the event, including content from all of the podcasts involved and content that will be recorded at the Rockin' Pod Expo. Eric Miller from Pods and Sods is doing a great What If series. I already recorded a What If Elvis episode with Eric and Lee McCormick, where we just threw out different topics concerning Elvis Presley and what if this, what if that concerning Elvis. And there will be more What If episodes coming on the VIP channel. So if you want to hear the awesome Cherry Pie Roundtable that I mentioned earlier, you will have to chip in at least $10 to the GoFundMe. So please, if you are a listener to my and other podcasts, please give us that affirmation and that encouragement of just chipping in at least $10 to the GoFundMe. And when you do, please say Rock and or Roll in the comments to make me look good. If you already have, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. We're hoping for big things at this year's expo. And the success of the expo will only lead to better podcast content. So head over to GoFundMe.com/RockNPod2018. There will be links on Facebook and at the blog page. And make your presence known so that we know you're out there and that we know you support us. And now this. Hey, this is BJ from Rock and or Roll, and I'm with my special co-host for the Worst Of and Best Of series, Brian Sword. Hey, Brian.
Hey, buddy.
And we're offering a special perks for the Rockin' Pod Expo Volume 2 GoFundMe. If you listen to Rock and or Roll, you know that we do these series Worst Of, where we pick the five worst songs by the best bands. And now we have a new series, Best Of, where we pick the five best songs by the worst bands. And what we're offering for the GoFundMe is, if you contribute $50, you can pick any band, and we will pick the five worst songs by that band for an episode, and it's your choice if you want to join us for the episode or not. You could just pick the band, and we'll do the episode, or you can come on with us and pick your five worst songs, and you can also pick any band or artist, and we will pick the five best songs by the worst bands.
Oh, this is so dangerous. We're going to get some horrible, horrible, horrible bands.
And Brian thinks that should cost more, so that'll be a $60 contribution to the Rockin' Pod GoFundMe, and you can pick anything, any band or artist that you want us to have to go through their catalog and pick the five best songs. And you could join us for the episode, or you can just, leave us.
Listen.
Just listen to us suffer.
Force us to listen to some really crappy music and sit back and laugh as we try to find something good in it. So that's $50 for a worst of a good band and $60 for the best of as bad a band as you can think of.
Take you down a hill. Over in the bushes and on to the right. Two men talking in the pale moonlight. down, got down. Prayed real hard that we wouldn't make a sound. Running through the woods, back to Funky Town Shack, where the full moon shines through the rooftop cracks.
Oh my God, Tom, who are we gonna tell? The sheriff that belongs in a prison cell. Keep your mouth shut, and that's what we're gonna do. Let's warm and wind up in the Western Wild Tour. Now I know a secret down in Uncle Tom's cabin. I know a secret that I just can't tell.
So that was Uncle Tom's Cabin by Warrant, and that's where I got the idea to do this episode, because we did that Cherry Pie Roundtable, and I was thinking about the name of that song and how it ties in to the novel Uncle Tom's Cabin, which is an anti-slavery novel by author Harriet Beecher Stowe. It was published in 1852 and actually helped lay the groundwork for the Civil War. Harriet Beecher Stowe was a Connecticut-born teacher at the Hartford Female Seminary and an active abolitionist. In the novel Uncle Tom's Cabin, Uncle Tom was a long-suffering black slave around whom the stories of the other characters revolve. The novel depicted the harsh realities of slavery, and it was the best-selling novel of the 19th century. Brighton Rock is a novel by Graham Greene, published in 1938. The novel is a murder thriller set in the 30s in Brighton. The anti-hero of the novel, Pinky Brown, is a teenage sociopath, up-and-coming gangster. He murders an innocent out-of-towner named Charles Hale, and then the rest of the book is Pinky covering his tracks and trying not to get caught for killing Charles Hale. Brighton Rock is also the title of the opening song from Queen's monstrous third album, Sheer Heart Attack, from 1974.
Tell me love, what do you say?
Catch-22 is a satirical novel by author Joseph Heller, one of my favorite books. Heller began writing it in 1953, and the novel was published in 1961. It uses a distinctive non-chronological third-person omniscient narration, describing events from the points of view of different characters. The separate storylines are out of sequence so that the time develops along with the plot. The novel is set during World War II and mainly follows the life of Captain John Yossarian. Most of the events in the book occur while the fictional 256th Squadron is based on the island of Pianosa in the Mediterranean Sea, west of Italy. The novel looks into the experiences of Yossarian and the other airmen in the camp who attempt to maintain their sanity while fulfilling their service requirements so that they can go home. It's a very, very funny book and a very smart satire. Catch-22 is also the title of a song on Billy Squire's third album, Emotions in Motion. Let's hear a cool live version of it from 1983. I read you like an autograph. You love the spotlight. You shoot me like a photograph. You get me uptight. And you gun for me every day. You go straight for the heart. Say you want me, but you push me away. Oh, it tears you apart. You're on the inside. I'm on the outside. Don't matter whose side. Night by Elie Wiesel is an autobiographical novel about his horrific experiences during the Second World War with his father in the concentration camps at Auschwitz and Buchenwald, and his eventual liberation. The original 865-page Yiddish version, published in 1956, was a long and angry work. The eventual English-language version of the novel was only 116 pages. Night is also the title of one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen songs from the album Born to Run. The Turn of the Screw is an 1898 American novella by Henry James, first appeared serialized in Collier's Weekly Magazine. It's a ghost story that explores the relationship between the imagination and the forbidden or the taboo. Turn of the Screw is also the title track from a 1989 album by hard rockers Dirty Looks.
You've got nothing to lose.
The Odyssey is one of two major ancient Greek epic poems attributed to Homer. It is a sequel to the Iliad, part of the modern Western canon. It is the second oldest work of Western literature, while the Iliad is the oldest. Scholars believe the Odyssey was composed near the end of the 8th century BC. The poem mainly focuses on the Greek hero Odysseus, known as Ulysses in Roman myths, king of Ithaca, and his journey home after the fall of Troy. Odyssey is also the title of a song from Kiss's 1981 concept album, The Elder, Music from the Elder, written by Tony Powers. Great song.
Thank you.
Paradise Lost is an epic poem by 17th century blind English poet John Milton. The first version, published in 1667, consisted of 10 books with over 10,000 lines of verse. A second edition followed in 1674, arranged into 12 books. It is considered by critics to be John Milton's major work, and it helps solidify his reputation as one of the greatest English poets of all time. The poem concerns the biblical story of the fall of man, the temptation of Adam and Eve by the fallen angel Satan, and their expulsion from the Garden of Eden. Paradise Lost is also the title of a 1967 single by The Herd, a British rock band that featured a 16-year-old Peter Frampton as singer and guitarist. The Wasteland is a long poem by T.S. Eliot, widely regarded as one of the most important poems of the 20th century and a central work of modernist poetry. Published in 1922, the 434-line poem first appeared in the UK in the October issue of the Criterion and in the US in the November issue of the Dial. It was published in book form in December 1922. Eliot's poem loosely follows the legend of the Holy Grail and the Fisher King, combined with vignettes of contemporary British society. The Wasteland is also the title of a song by Warrior Soul from the band's 1991 album Drugs, God, and the New Republic.
We'll be right back.
That was Drop Dead Legs from the Van Halen album 1984. 1984 also being the title of a very famous dystopian novel by George Orwell, published in 1949. Speaking of George Orwell, I recently did a two-parter on the Kinks, and I intentionally saved one song for this episode. The Kinks' 1968 album Village Green Preservation Society includes a song called Animal Farm that shares a title with George Orwell's famous allegorical novel from 1945.
This world is big and wild and half insane. Take me where real animals are playing. Just a dirty old shack with a handle of bark that we called our home. I wanna be back there among the cats and dogs and the pigs and the goats on Animal Farm, my animal home. On Animal Farm, my animal home. While I lay my head upon my bad, bad world. I'll take you where real animals are playing. And people are real people, not just playing. It's a quiet, quiet life by a dirty old shack that we call our home. I wanna be back there among the cats. The pigs and the goats on Animal Farm, my animal home. On Animal Farm, my animal home. On Animal Farm, Animal Farm.
Frankenstein is a novel written by English author Mary Shelley. It tells the story of Victor Frankenstein, a young scientist who creates a grotesque but sapient creature in an unorthodox scientific experiment. Shelley started writing the story when she was 18, and the first edition of the novel was published anonymously in London on the 1st of January, 1818, when she was 20. Mary Shelley's name first appeared on the second edition, published in France in 1823. Frankenstein is also the title of a song from the 1973 debut album by New York City glam rockers the New York Dolls.
Could they ever expect?
In Cold Blood is a nonfiction novel by American author Truman Capote, first published in 1966. It tells the story of the 1959 murders of four members of the Clutter family in the small farming community of Holcomb, Kansas. It is a landmark of the true crime genre. New York Dolls guitarist Johnny Thunders also had a song called In Cold Blood. Great Expectations is the 13th novel by Charles Dickens. It's about the adventures of an orphan named Pip. It is also the title of a song by the post-punk band New Model Army from their 1984 debut album Vengeance. Charlotte's Web is a children's novel by American author E.B. White, published in 1952. It tells the story of a pig named Wilbur and his friendship with a spider named Charlotte. When Wilbur's in danger of being slaughtered, Charlotte writes messages praising him with her web in order to persuade the farmer to let him live. Charlotte's Web is also the title of a 1986 song by Michigan garage rockers Hysteric Narcotics.
Don't know how. She sent out thunder. I was wounded.
Lolita is a 1955 novel written by Vladimir Nabokov. The novel's notable for its controversial subject, a relationship between the protagonist, Humbert Humbert, and a 12-year-old girl, Dolores Hayes. Lolita is also the title of a song from the most recent Cheap Trick album, We're All Right. Jack Kerouac typed his second novel On the Road on one continuous reel of paper like a scroll during a marathon 3-week session in April of 1951. Kerouac came up with the scroll idea in order to facilitate writing without the interruption of loading new sheets of paper into the typewriter. On the Road was first published by Viking Press in 1957. On the Road is also the title of a song by an obscure Sunset Strip band from the 80s called Tommy Gun. We'll be right back. Gone with the Wind is a classic novel by Margaret Mitchell, first published in 1936, set in Georgia during the Civil War and the Reconstruction era. It depicts the struggles of Scarlett O'Hara, the spoiled daughter of a plantation owner who must use every means at her disposal to claw her way out of poverty following the Confederates' miserable defeat in the Civil War. Gone with the Wind is also the title track from former Riot frontman Rhett Forrester's 1984 solo album.
Hey, hey, gone with the wind.
Stranger in a Strange Land is a 1961 science fiction novel by Robert Heinlein. It tells the story of Valentine Michael Smith, a human who comes to Earth in early adulthood after being born on the planet Mars and raised by Martians. In 2012, the Library of Congress named it one of the 88 books that shaped America. Stranger in a Strange Land is also the title of a song from Ace Frehley's first post-Kiss solo album, Frehley's Comet. The Grapes of Wrath is an American realist novel written by John Steinbeck and published in 1939. It won the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize, and it was cited prominently when John Steinbeck was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1962. Set during the Great Depression, the novel focuses on the Joads, a poor family of tenant farmers driven from their Oklahoma home by drought, economic hardship, agricultural, industrial changes, and bank foreclosures. Due to their nearly hopeless situation, and in part because they are trapped in the Dust Bowl, the Joads set out for California. The Grapes of Wrath is also the name chosen by a Canadian roots rock band formed in 1983. Let's hear a song from the fourth album, These Days, by the Grapes of Wrath. This is called Travelin'. The core members of Steppenwolf were also from Canada, and they also named their band after a famous book, the 1927 novel by German author Hermann Hesse, about a homeless werewolf, sort of. Let's hear a song from Steppenwolf's 1968 second album. It's called None of Your Doing.
If I could show you where I've been, perhaps you'd know and never ask again. Could I forget the things I've seen? Perhaps I'd smile and we would be the same. So easy to believe that all is well, they always catch their thief. I can't return to where you're going. What I have learned, it can't be undone. Don't blame yourself.
And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift, published in 1726, is both a satire on human nature and a traveler's tale of that literary subgenre. Gulliver is washed ashore after a shipwreck and famously finds himself the prisoner of a race of tiny people, less than 6 inches tall, called the Lilliputians. On the 1990 Soul Asylum album, And the Horse They Rode In On, there's a song that plays around with that title, Gulliver's Travels. So I'm going to leave you with that song. It's called Gullible's Travels. It was written and sung by Soul Asylum's guitar player, Dan Murphy.
Back.